You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
State police report the arrest of Ricky Darden, age 61, of Parkin Cross, Arkansas. Darden was arrested on a warrant for negligent homicide. The arrest was made in connection with a crash in September of 2020, resulting in the death of Kimberly Cannon. Darden had been initially charged with reckless operation. Due to his injury, an arrest warrant was issued pending release from the hospital. Darden did not surrender when he got out of the hospital. The crash occurred on I-20 near the Dixie exit during a time when there was ongoing construction on the interstate. Investigators say an 18-wheeler driven by Darden collided with an SUV driven by Cannon, causing her vehicle to hit another tractor trailer and overturn, and was pronounced dead at the scene. Darden was booked last week into Bayou Dorchie Correction Center. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office is seeking help to locate a missing person. J.D. D. Bogus, age 46, has not been seen or heard from since March 3rd. He's described as a white male, age 46, about 4 feet 10 inches tall, weighs 160 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes, and has four-leaf clover tattoos on his hands. He was last seen driving a white Ford Focus hatchback. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of D. Bogus is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office at 377-1515. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Kenneth Evans, age 52, of Spring Hill, who was booked on 2 counts of felony theft and 1 count of theft of a firearm. The Sheriff's Office reported 1 arrest for probation violation, another for failure to appear. State police report a 16-year-old juvenile was taken into custody following a pursuit of a vehicle that started in Sarepta on Highway 2 Friday evening, with Sarepta Police, State Police, and the Webster Sheriff's Office involved. The pursuit ended when the vehicle crashed at a location in Shongaloo. The juvenile was not reported injured. Minden City Police report the arrest of David Otto Jackson, age 52, of New Orleans, who was booked for theft. City Police booked a motorist for DWI, hit and run, reckless operation, and driving under suspension. 1 arrest was reported for domestic abuse battery. 1 arrest reported for criminal mischief and the misuse of 911. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 60, north wind with gusts to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy overnight, low 37, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly sunny Tuesday, high 56, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Becoming clear Tuesday night, low 38, east wind 5 miles an hour. Sunny Wednesday, high 67, partly cloudy Wednesday night, low near 49, and that's the area forecast. Early voting for the March 25th election is underway. Voters can cast an early ballot between 8:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. each day this week through Saturday in the voter registrar's office on the first floor at the courthouse. Early voting will also be held Tuesday through Saturday from 8:30 a.m. till 6 p.m. at the Spring Hill Civic Center. In a recent session of District Criminal Court held before Judge Lane Pittard, Kendarian Baker was fined $2,000 plus court cost, plus a 5-year suspended sentence, and placed on 3 years probation for possession of Schedule I controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute. Charles Moss Bradley was sentenced to 5 years at hard labor for theft of $1,000 or more, but less than $5,000. Dylan Lewis pleaded not guilty to possession Schedule I controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute, and possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, and will stand trial June 19th. Zachary Manus was sentenced to 1 year at hard labor for possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. Jadarius Strickland was sentenced to 10 years at hard labor for each count of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute, and 2 years at hard labor for possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance to run concurrent. Kenneth Whitfield was fined $1,500 plus court cost, plus 3 years suspended and 2 years probation for possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. Aaron DeMond Wright has a trial date of June 19th for aggravated assault with a firearm. Hearings were held for defendants for legal representation: Terrell Lamarck Lane, possession Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance; Jeffrey Rogers, possession of methamphetamine and theft by shoplifting; Carrington Rainwater, failure to appear; Haley Ferguson, failure to appear; Bridget Potter Watson, probation violation. The Webster Parish School Board meeting is scheduled for 6 o'clock this evening in the school board offices on Shepherd Street. On the agenda, recognize the Employee of the Month, a resolution that identifies completion of continuing learning units by the school board members, approval for North Webster Junior High to take students to Medieval Times in Dallas, Texas, April 28th, students with disabilities at Minden High and Doyleen High to visit the Panola Orchard and Garden in DeBary, Texas, April 4th, two teachers and one administrator from Webster Junior High to attend Innovative School Summit, March 30th through April 3rd in Orlando, Florida. We'll hear from Melanie Lewis, who will address the board regarding the Louisiana Medicaid Partial Reimbursement Program, a presentation of potential school calendars for academic and employee for 2023-24 school year, expenditures from the Doyleen Maintenance Fund, payment of $4,260 to replace the HVAC system evaporator coils in a kitchen area at Doyleen High, from the District 6 half-cent sales tax fund, $3,052.56 for cooling tower gear lube service at Minden High, $2,058.64 to replace an ignition board and thermal well in a boiler at Minden High, $7,990.50 for service agreement for chillers at Minden High through April 30th, $13,134.98 for two ice machines and installation of machines at Webster Junior High, from the Sarepta Maintenance Fund, $3,500 to pressure wash the visitor bleachers at the North Webster Junior High football stadium. We'll also hear various reports. The meeting is open to the public. The annual MHS Darling Pageant was held Saturday night at the Minden High School Auditorium. Allie Martin was crowned the MHS Darling. First runner-up was Ava Martin. Second runner-up, Lainey Wall. Third runner-up, Kaylin Williams. Fourth runner-up, Abigail Thomas. Ava Martin was named Miss Congeniality. Miss Photogenic was Kaylin Williams. People's Choice Award was Carly Elshout. The Interview Award went to Ava Martin, and Allie Martin won the Evening Gown Award. Again, congratulations to the MHS darling, Allie Martin. The Night at the Museum event is tonight at the Dorcheat Historical Museum at 116 Pearl. Tonight's guest speaker is Catherine Poole. The program will be on the Germantown Museum. Doors open at 5:30. Admission is free. Seating is limited. Program starts at 6. Potluck snacks and desserts are welcome, and donations are always welcome. The UCAP Hunger Fest starts at 6 p.m. March 23rd at First United Methodist Church. Tickets are $5 each for a meal of soup, crackers, and iced tea, and an auction on cakes, pies, cookies, and more. Tickets are available from any UCAP volunteer and will be sold at the door the night of the auction. Memorial service for Joe Bill Gamble is scheduled for 3 o'clock Thursday at the VFW Post 2885 on Horseshoe Loop in Doyleen, with Jared Pickett officiating. Survivors include his wife, Angela Gamble of Minden, three daughters, including Christy Adams of Sibley, sons, including Donald Robertson of Minden, stepmother, Shirley Gamble of Minden, two sisters, seven grandchildren, and a great-grandson also survived. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240
KASO.
On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a prefix of 377 unless otherwise stated, and all the cell phone numbers will automatically have the area code 318 unless otherwise mentioned. Wanted some old hay, and they have a gold mirror for sale for $30. They're at 268-7681. Wanted old hay, and for sale, a large gold mirror for $30 at 268-7681. A freezer for sale, 205-4693. They have a freezer for sale, 205-4693. Lost a dog cage. It fell off a truck somewhere on Dorchit Road. There's a reward offered for its return at 299-0904. They've lost a dog cage on Dorchit Road. If found, there is a reward offered. Call 299-0904. For sale, a set of four, size 14, chrome rims and tires for a Dodge or Chrysler. Asking $100 for the set, 265-2081. If no answer, please leave message. That's for sale, four, size 14, chrome rims and tires that fit a Dodge or Chrysler. For $100, 265-2081. If no answer, leave message. Wanted, a black electric stove at 510-9441. Wanted, a black electric stove at 510-9441. A refrigerator to give away, but the defroster needs work. Call 268-0046. That's to give away a refrigerator, but will need defroster repair. They're at 268-0046. For sale, a 14-foot aluminum boat with motor and trailer. Also for sale, a two-seater fiberglass boat at 572-1523. For sale, a 14-foot aluminum boat with motor and trailer, plus a two-seater fiberglass pond boat for sale, 572-1523. For sale, a gas dryer. It is in Homer. They're asking $250, 553-0189. That's for sale, a gas dryer. They're asking $250. It is in Homer, 553-0189. For sale, four boat seats and two pedestals, all for $50. 707-5010. That's for sale, four boat seats and two pedestals, all for $50. 707-5010. For sale, a laptop computer and a tablet, 517-9846. They have for sale a laptop computer and a tablet for sale, 517-9846. For sale, a 4x6 utility hauling trailer for $500. 773 3518 for sale, a 4x6 utility hauling trailer. They're asking $500, 773-3518.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.